So we're gonna listen to Zusha's new song, their newest song, Brighter. We've listened to a lot of their songs. We've worked on a lot of their songs over the years. Some have been with us, some have not been with us for all of them. And anybody who has followed Zusha through their years, besides being of the most talented musicians, musical artists, whatever you want to call them.
Brighter,
yeah. Besides, they're so talented in their way. I've never seen, you could correct, I mean, there's nothing to correct, just me personally, I've never seen any band, whatever you want to call them, change so much. They are able to go from their beginnings, if you listen to them, meditative without any words, to then meditative with words, then to go to Mashcheni and all the Shabbos songs that came out with Yishai Rebo, and now they're jumping into electronic music, a little bit more catchy, beaty. They can do everything, but they're always looking to inspire. That's their goal. They should make money too, but they're looking to inspire people. That's really their goal, and they're mashpiyim. I mean, they're mashpiyim, we know, for Jews and non-Jews. And they put out these new songs recently. We did the Don't Let Me Leave Me Alone. What is it called?
Don't Leave Me Alone
or something. We did that
on my own.
You know, that we did that a while ago. That was with Yosef Atzadik. That was mind blowing. And now we're doing Brighter. The words are very simple. You'll hear them. They're very simple. The only words that it's hard for me to hear a little bit was the song is "You're the fuel to my fire." Like, we're dancing to get higher. We're singing to inspire. It's dark, but together we can make it brighter. And then they sing the psukim, lo sichbe, eish tamid, tukad amazbeach, lo sichbe. So I spoke to Shlomo today about that song. I said, can you give me, like, where did this come from? So we're listening to the song first. First hear the song. Then I'll tell you where it came from, which is Layla Ulayla. And then we'll try in our way, as always, to explain it coming from a different source. But it all comes back to the same place.
Did you share with him like what you were thinking actually?
He asked me, and I only said for like a second, but I really don't even know what I'm going to say until like 5 minutes ago. That's the MS. If
call me Friday.
Yeah, it's. I have to actually look it over right now.
I'll have to call him back.
Yeah, I usually send it to him. He listens to it. Okay, so let's listen. Everybody's probably heard it, but one thing. So they have an ability also, which is unbelievable, that even though this is like a catchy, beady song, still they have the ability to make it like meditative. It's just they have a special koach. And it gets in deeper than the classic beady. But each person's different. But that's what I've found. So, without further ado.
You're the fuel to my fire. Now we're dancing to get higher. Now we're singing to inspire. I know it's dark, together we can make it brighter. You're the fuel to my fire. Now we're dancing to get higher. Now we're singing to inspire. Fire, I know it's dark, together we can make it fire. You're the fuel to your fire. about it.
Okay, so let me tell you, I'll tell you a little bit, even though I'm not going to do justice what he said today, but what he told me about this song. So first of all, he said that they wrote this song this past Hanukkah, during Hanukkah, which is "You're the Fuel to My Fire," Hanukkah, or... But they wanted it to be... They had a lot of kavanas. They wanted it, first of all, to be a song that's not just Hanukkah dig, but the whole year. It was also... Hanukkah was right after October 7th. So he was telling me that... So you're the fuel to my fire. Of course, referring to Kodesh Baruch Hu. We dance to get higher. So he first of all said that's a reference to Simchas Torah, the dancing. But he said it was also had to do with the festival, the Nova, whatever it was called. Nova Festival. And he was saying how, and I don't know, I really, really don't know anything about this. But that Chevra, they're looking. They're seeking Ruchnis. Just they don't find it in the classical places that, you know, other Jews may find it, you know, in the shul, you know, in the Beis Medrash. But they're dancing, they're looking to get higher. They're looking to connect to Kodesh Baruch in their way. So we're dancing to get higher. So then Shlomo said, Zusha, the band Zusha, we're singing to inspire. So we come in to inspire these types of people. That's our Indian. We're trying to raise them up, get them to dance higher.
But what's the second one? We're dancing?
To get higher.
They are dancing.
Yeah, they are dancing.
I said they are?
They're the people like at the festival. They? I mean, it means everybody, but they were thinking about that. I mean, it's all of us. But
And they're dancing to get higher.
They're dancing to get higher.
Yeah, they're dancing.
Okay. We Zusha, are singing to inspire them. It's dark, but together, wow. The dancers and us, the inspirers, the singers, right? We Suzaman, we can make it brighter. Wow. When we come together, we have Achdus. Right? They don't.
They need to.
I know, I spoke to him once about it. I'm not going to speak to him again about it.
In particular this.
Yeah. One time he came to Ish, I was talking to him. Okay. We'll try to get it out. It's a shame. And then he said he has a lot of Torahs in his head. He has a lot of Torahs in his head, Shlomo. Zach, I don't know. It's a shame I'll get to speak to him. But Lo Sichbe, he was telling me... Okay, whatever. He said there was other stuff also, but that was the main gist of the song. He always likes to connect to a pasuk. He doesn't want to just sing without a pasuk. Shlomo likes a pasuk. So the Eish Tamid with the Hanukkah, that's what he connected to. And he was saying how from the Magid of Mizrich, that some read the pasuk of Eish Tamid Tukan Azbech Lo Sichbe. So Lo Sichbe classically means don't allow it to be extinguished. Don't extinguish it, don't allow it to be extinguished. But some read it as Lo, the word no, the don't do's, Sichbe, extinguish that. Extinguish that, the hate. Extinguish the no's and the pressures. Extinguish that. Allow there to be those who can dance higher in an appropriate way with Achdus, with Simcha, with Nachas.
Double comma.
Yeah.
Oh, low.
The low. You should extinguish the low. Yeah. Okay. Fine. So that was the blew me away. First of all, I was just like, whoa. You know, I knew they always have kavanas, but that was it hit home. So let's speak in our way. Let's speak in our way, and we'll see if it comes together. So three questions. Just to make sure at the end that I properly answer them. So first of all, the question is, Eish tamid tukar al mazbeach lo sichbe. A constant fire, Eish tamid tukar al mazbeach, a constant fire should be lit on the mazbeach, lo sichbe, don't let it be extinguished. It sounds like you don't really need both. Just Eish tamid tukar al mazbeach. Just let it be. A consistent fire should be there. We know, don't let it be extinguished. Why do you need a lo sase? It's redundant. Question two is that you see Rashi already brings down in Vayikra, the first parak in the seventh pasuk, brought down from a Gemara. Afal pi she'ish, you read this from Shemayim, even though the fire that was on the mizbeach came from Shemayim, that was one of the miracles. Mitzvah lahavi min ahedyo. Nevertheless, there was a mitzvah, Eish Tamid is a mitzvah that The Kohanim should bring the fire. They should literally bring a fire onto Mizbeach. Ah, you don't need it. There was a mitzvah to do it. But Lamaisa, why? If there was a fire from Shemayim, which ultimately is what consumed the Karbanos, very nice, but it seems pointless, redundant in a certain way, to bring another fire. And the Sefer Chinuch also asks, he says, that really you didn't need this mitzvah at all, because since the Karbanos needed to be burned, that was part of the Avodah, the Iker was the carbon, right? The carbon needed to be burned. So obviously you need a fire. Would I need a mitzvah to tell you to bring the fire? You can't do the Karbanos without it. You need to shake a lulav on Sukkos. So it's a mitzvah to go to the Shukkot to go buy a lulav and esrog? You need to buy the lulav and esrog so you can shake it on Sukkos. What do you mean? It's not a mitzvah to go buy it in Shuk. The mitzvah is to shake it. It's a hechsher. It's a preparation for the mitzvah to go buy it. But here, the preparation, the fire, is actually a mitzvah in and of itself. So the Chinuch asks that question, what is that? And he goes on to explain his answers. So, the fire in the Mizbeach to burn the Karbanos. This is an avodah of the Mishkan. Very b'kitzur. This is an avodah of the Mishkan, right? Now the Mishkan we've spoken about here a few times already, that the Mishkan, at least in one understanding, was that a Kodesh Baruch Hu saw that Klal Yisrael needed a certain kesher with them. Right? They made an eagle. There was a disconnect and Moshe left. They didn't know what to do. They were lacking that, right? That Mashpia Makabel, the Ahava, Kodesh Baruch Hu to them. They lost themselves. And Kodesh Baruch Hu saw that no longer could there not be a place for his Shechina to dwell amongst the people. We need a Mishkan Lashon Shachin. There needs to be a place where the people can actively go and connect to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the main avoda, at least according to some of the Rishonim, is the Maisa, the avoda of the Karbanos in the Mishkan. That becomes the connection point between us and Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's the way we bring a Reich Michoch Lashon. Therefore, there's a relationship. We can connect him. We're able to do our avoda. Kodesh Baruch Hu accepts the Karbanos. We feel that he's connected. He's accepting what we bring to him. And therefore, that kesher is created, Shalom Yisrael, literally, right? Fine. So, many times, specifically in this chabura, we learn that every avoda, every mitzvah prati, even, is really they're built on klalim, and those klalim, right? There's 613 mitzvahs. But there's a certain amount of klalim, I'm not going to go into it now, that they're all based on. The 613 can be broken into five groups, six groups, seven groups of what type of mitzvah is in connection to a Kadosh Baruch Hu and what you're doing. You can do Bein Adam Makom, Bein Adam Chavero, then within that. Okay. And every avoda klalis, every mitzvah klalis, really, 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 if we know how to learn, and I'm not saying I do, but we try, is it comes somewhere at the beginning of time, whether by the avos, before there were mitzvahs that were expressed, or even earlier. I mean, many times in this chabur itself, we've learned about Ein Sof, Tzimtzum, Shiras HaKelim, Olma Toh, all these different, what's the word? Inyanim, that the Arizal brought down, that are really rooted in Kabbalah, but the Chassidus brings it down in a way that we can understand it. And they become really the source, very often, if we know how to learn it back, to a lot of the avoda that we do. And we've discussed that many, many times. So, let's do that again. So, Kodesh Baruch Hu wants there to be a world. So, Kodesh Baruch Hu wants it to go from one to two. Ein Sof is only Kodesh Baruch Hu. But he wants there to be something else. Right? We're not going into the whys now. We've discussed that. There's many reasons. But he wants to go from one to two. And that means there has to be a tzimtzum, a constriction, a hiding of sorts. Now, there was a world, I'm not going to go into all the details now, you've heard of these concepts, how much you understand, it doesn't matter for right now so much. There's an Olam HaToh, a world of chaos where things weren't clear, they weren't structured properly. Imagine a person, like Rebbe has said, a person moves into a house and the movers brought 100 boxes, they put them all over the house in different rooms. And you didn't label the boxes. So it's going to take a long time to misaki, and I'm sorry for those who had some PTSD from that. That might be sitting in the room right now, it seems like. And it takes some time. And sometimes people who go through such a thing, they might have a breakdown. A shvirus akelim. they could break, the things could break. And then ultimately after that comes the Olam HaTikun, where things become ordered properly, everything's in the right room. And these are humongous, humongous sugyas in Kabbalah and Chassidus. Now, one of the reasons for the Shvira itself, meaning, okay, fine, so there's a lot of chaos, so calmly, one by one, you know, put the boxes back. It's a big avodah, but why do you need a Shvira? Why do you have a mental breakdown? Why was there a destruction, a shattering of the vessels? So, at the beginning of time, we're told, or before time, that as a Kadosh Baruch Hu was sending this light down, as he was mitzamzim, he's constricting himself. There has to be something else besides him. And the light of a Kadosh Baruch Hu starts to expand itself, unravel itself. So there were spheres that were made, we know, different kelim, vessels, keser and chachma and bina. And at a certain point, each sphere thought, again, everything's a mushal to something else. We're speaking in parables. That's the only way we could speak right now. But every keli, every vessel thought, ana emloch, I can rule, I can handle all of the light of a Kadosh Baruch. At a certain point, some of the kelim were able to, but at a certain point, it couldn't. It was called riboy or. It was too much light. The vessel couldn't handle it. It was too powerful, and it shattered. Right? That happens with if there's too much fire. With a glass, sometimes it could shatter. If you have a high pitched voice, someone could scream loud enough. I've seen it; could crack a glass. I think I've seen it on a video once.
Thank you for qualifying.
Yeah. I knew someone was going to ask.
That would be cool.
But whatever, I think I've seen such a thing. My stomach was real. But that's like a ribuy or. It's too much for the vessel to be able to handle. And then, how Kadosh Baruch Hu made is that after there was a shattering of the vessels. Then a Kadosh Baruch Hu was masaking it, Olam HaTikun, he put things in the appropriate place. There had to be now a proper relationship between the light and the vessels. A little bit less light, the vessels have to be a little bit more humbled. Listen, buddy, only take what you can. If you can't handle it, pass it on. This is the world of Mashpia Makabel, as we've been discussing as of late. We missed last week, but since the whole Indian of the Mishkan, we've been discussing the sugya. This is the sugya of in those who learn the Svarim, who've heard these words, Za and Nuk, Za Anpin and Nukva, Za is the Mashpia, Nukva is the Makabo, which goes to Ish and Isha. Right? Ish and Isha, Kutcha Brichu Shchinte, all the same thing, just in different Bechinas, different words. Mashpia, Makabo, relationships, light and vessels. Okay? So, because there was a Churban, there was a shattering of the vessels, that caused a reorganizing, a restructuring of the kelim in a proper way. That's how it goes. There's a churban and there's a restructuring. I'll just tell you, when Steinzel passed away, this mice was going around. I think I even heard it before he passed away, but he said one time that Lubavitcher called him and asked him he wanted him to work on a certain project. So Steinzel says, with all due respect, Rebbe, I'm already taking on like seven times as many projects as I could in a normal human being can only handle one project. I'm already taking on seven. It's crazy how much I'm already handling. I can't take it. I literally can't take anything else. I can't do it. So the Baba Rebbe says, no, you're wrong. You take this upon yourself. You are able to handle seven within the realm of Teva. Right? It's very difficult, but you're able to handle it. Take something upon yourself that's l'mayla min ha-teva, that's going to break you, and you'll see that a Kadosh Baruch Hu will come in and restructure you in a way that you can even handle it. And he explained it in science, that there's such a concept in science when you overload a certain system with entropy in certain systems, it blows open the system, and it automatically, Kadosh Baruch Hu made it, that the system has to restructure itself to be able to handle that overload of ore. So sometimes when there's a churban, although it looks like a shattering, it looks devastating, if one is able to hold on long enough, the system will restructure itself and be able to handle more. This is sometimes is the underlying purpose of tragedies. Sometimes tragedies overload a system, and if a person could hold on with emunah and bitachon, then his system can restructure in a way where now he can handle even more because of that emunah b'tachon that he had to use and strengthen himself with. So now, the Arizal teaches that this chibur between the light and the vessels. You got a question? Oh, you're shaking your hand. You like it. This chibur, kuchibrich shrindei, all the different mashmiyim makabu. It occurs through a process that's called mad uman, mein duchrin, mein nukvin. Duchrin is a lashon zacher, mashmiyim. Nukvin is nukevo, is the makabu. This is the terminology used by the Arizal. And the main avoda that we have is ha'alas man, raising up from our avoda, raising up to Kadosh Baruch Hu, because between us, the Jewish people, and Kadosh Baruch Hu, obviously he's the Zachar, the Mashpia, and we're the Makabel, we're the Nekeva. So he sends down Shefa via, pick your place, Mad, my Duchrin, he's sending down Shefa from above, and my Nukvin is that we reciprocate by sending our avoda up. The main place of this is by tefillah. As we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as a person specifically, when a Jew davens with praise, shvach and hoda, right, bakasha, we're asking for the shefa. But the ikr, hisoiris, the awakening, that we're trying to awaken HaKadosh Baruch Hu to send us the shefa, is not when we ask him for the shefa. It's when we praise and thank him. When you mashviach HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you're mode to him, that is ma'orah, that sends up halaz man, anachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Because we're appreciating what we're getting. That inspires Kilu, inspires HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he allows it to be. That it inspires him to then send down nushafa, mad. It's ma'orah him. This avoda also occurs by our ma'aseh mitzvahs. All halasma, all the mitzvahs, the Torah mitzvahs that we learn and we perform, is sending up to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why when you learn not just halachas, you have to know how to do everything. But when it comes to chassidus, and when it comes to Ari, but chassidus mostly, the Baal Shem is teaching us that it's not just the exact technical specifications of how to do the mitzvah that's important, but it's also your kavana, it's also your simcha, it's lishma, kedusha and tahara, because all of those, they're not bonuses, they package, they surround, they're levushim in a certain way to the mitzvah, meaning they're not higher, in some ways they are, in some ways they're not, but they're not higher than the lulav, but the simcha of the lulav, when I do a avodah of the lulav, with a simcha, that's halos man in a much higher way. That's ma'orah kodesh baruch in a much higher way. Because that shows that you appreciate the mitzvah. When you just do it to do it, you're an evit, okay, good, check it off the list, and a kodesh baruch will give you the basic necessities you need to live to continue doing the mitzvahs. But if we do it with tahara and kedusha and kavana and lishma and simcha and dveikis, you're not just doing what you're told to do, you're appreciating it, you're loving it, you're connecting to it. And when you do that, that goes up to a kodesh baruch. And that's ma'orah tati in a much, right, much higher way. Just imagine a mashal to a parent and a child. You tell the kid to do something, and he does it begrudgingly. He does it, or he just does it, whatever, fine. But if he does something with zrizis, he does it with something simcha, he does it with hodah, he adds to that command that the father gave him with a smile on his face. The parents appreciate it much more. And the parents then, you feel like you just want to give to this kid. You automatically, there's a certain way that a Kadosh Baruch Hu built us that we want to give. We always want to be mashpir to our children. But sometimes you mashpir the basic necessities, and sometimes you just want to give them every toy. Because they're so cute, they're so sweet, they're acting so nice, they're acting lovingly with their brothers and sisters. You just automatically just want to give them. Just take everything, whatever you want. I'll give it to you, all the candy you want. When they just bother you about the candy, then it just bothers you. And maybe begrudgingly you give it just because they're annoying. But if they do a good deed and they do a good nice act and they come home and they tell you a nice story, they were good to their teacher, they're good to their sister, they help you out when you come home, they just give you a hug. They don't have to ask. You just, here, you need a candy. Because when they're sweet, you just want to give them more sweets. So this avoda that we do with Amar and Aman, Halos Man, is the avoda of Yichud Kutcha Bricha Shchintei. We said a lot. Shem Yichud Kutcha Bricha Shchintei, right? Because it's a Yichud, it's a Zivug, it's a connection, light and vessel. Hashem Kutcha Bricha Shchintei, Klal Yisrael. Right. Shchina means many things, but in our mashal right now, in our understanding, it's a Kodesh Baruch and Klal Yisrael. Because the totality of Klal Yisrael makes up the Shechina HaKadosha. The Shechina HaKadosha is like the wife of Kutcha Brichu. The wife goes up and raises up to the husband and says, "Hi honey, I'm here." And the husband says, "Oh, I'm coming, I'll be right there." Right? She says she's here. This avoda is everything in termitzus. That's what we're doing. In Yichud Kutcha Brichu Shchintei. And I don't know if I've ever seen this. Oh, so 1 second. And then this all started, this avoda, which primarily, as the Arizal brings down, is with tefillah. A lot of the kavanas of the Arizal, and those who daven, you don't really see it very often, but those who daven with the siddur of like the Rashash, all different yudke, vavke, and all these different crazy things that we have no idea, we can't even read it. That's the inyan of the light, the different shemas of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. This inyan of tefillah started with the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Because right? All the Voda are tefillah, Shemona Esrei, is with Churban Beis Rishon. Right? Until Beis Rishon, we weren't really davening a structured tefillah. Everybody did what they wanted to do. They connected Hezbaitis, tefillahs, Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, freestyling. But after the Churban Beis Rishon, Shviras HaKelim, there had to be then a restructuring, a tikkun, and that came out in one way with the process of Shemona Esrei. 18 brachos, gematria chai, the vertebrae of the spine. Everything had to have its place, and that became the place of Mad and Man, where Shvach and Halda, we send them to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He sends down the Mad based on the Bakashas, the whole process. So this created a proper relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? The Churban was obviously we weren't having a proper relationship. And the Tikkun then brought out to us, to the Hamun Am, who clearly couldn't handle the avoda of the Beis HaMikdash, because that's why it broke, because we weren't keeping up to it. Therefore, we have now a new thing called Shemona Esrei, Tefillah, that we can connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We send up, he sends down, we send up, he sends down. Now, it could be a Chiddush. Probably is, but I really don't think it is a Chiddush. But I hope it's in the Svarim. If someone has ever seen it, great. But I'm pretty sure this is the Emes Lamito, and I hold it. Is that it's not just tefillah. It's not just Torah and mitzvahs. Any act a Jew does, it could be going to work, it could be smiling at somebody. Any act, that doesn't have to be a mitzvah, that he does it, L'shem Shemayim, he does it because he's a Yid. He does it to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He does it because he thinks that this is the Ratzon Hashem to go to work. He does it Lishma with Kavana. That's all Halas Man. Everything a Jew does can be sent up to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Memela, that can be Ma'or Kadosh Baruch Hu to send down Shef. I believe very strongly, I think it's clear in the Chavos Levavos, one of the Rebbes of Am Yisrael, no one disagrees with him. He holds that his shtadlus, parnasa, going to work, is a mitzvah. He does not ever say, and I always point this out to people, he never says that b'zeis apecha tocha lechem is a klala, like some do. Fine. He doesn't say that. When Adam Rishon was put in la'avda l'shon, Adam Rishon was put into the gan to work it, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu said, I want you to do his shtadlus, that was a mitzvah. Right, the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says La'av de l'shamer meant Torah mitzvahs, but it says La'av de l'shamer. It says you should, you know, sow the ground and water it and you know grow trees and plants. I don't think it's a stira. I think that working the ground at that time was actually mitzvahs. That was mitzvahs, and that was sending up halas man to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, all hishtadlus, I think, all hishtadlus can be halos man. All hishtadlus. Any hishtadlus you do, a Hishtadlus doesn't mean going to work. People translate that. That's not what Hishtadlus means. Hishtadlus means human effort. When human effort is directed towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu, I am doing this because I'm a Jew, and I serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu in everything I do. B'chol derachecha de'eyu. I didn't say that. Who said that? Who? B'chol derachecha de'eyu. I think it's Shlomo Melech. It's Davar Shlomo. Who says b'chol derachecha de'eyu? It's a Mishlei, yeah? I think it's Shlomo Melech. B'chol derachecha, in all your ways. Not just Torah mitzvahs, he would have just said, in Torah mitzvahs, in all your ways, no Kadosh Baruch Hu. So all the shtalas, any human effort, mamish, this is not a joke, not fluff. Any act of shtalas, just have this kavana. Make your life about serving Kadosh Baruch Hu, then everything you do is serving Kadosh Baruch Hu. Everything you do, going to work for 10 hours a day, if that's what you need to do, halos man. There's no problem with that. And be besimcha. And do with kavana. And go to the mikveh before you go to work. You don't have to go to the mikveh just before you daven. Go to the mikveh before you go to work. Why not? That's not serving Kadosh Baruch Hu. So, with this, let's go back. I think we could say, again, maybe Chiddush, but there was a pagam, a churban by the ego. So after we left Mitzrayim, and we were low-level kelim, we weren't serving Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're a fresh nation that grew up in slavery. What did we know? Galus Adibur, Galus Adas, low level Kalim. We were Kalim, but very low level. And then a Kadosh Baruch Hu blows the world up. Eser Makas, Yikris Yamsuf, Mount Torah. I mean, it's hard to even, we can't even imagine such things. Going from nothing, little Kalim, to explosions of light, it was just too much light. There had to be a Shira. Which is the way Kadosh Baruch Hu created the whole world. That was the intent. There's Kalim, there's an Olamato, Yeshua Sakalim, then Olamatik. This is how Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. It's not for us to ask questions on. That's the way it goes. So you see the same thing by we left Mitzrayim. It was like a world was created. The world was creating for the Jewish people, they're leaving. And it's Olamato, it's Makas, Kriyas Yamsuf. I mean, wonder of wonders. Like a toe, it's just like crazy. But with every toe, Riboyor, there's a Kamashvira. And by the ego, what happens? Moshe leaves. And Klal Yisrael thinks, oh, don't worry, we could build a keli. We could build something to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to hold that light. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to hold all the light. Moshe Rabbeinu is Moshe Rabbeinu. It's dafka because he was an anf. Pause. What was the reason, again, for the Shvir Sakelim originally? Every single vessel, every single Shvir said, Ana Emloch. I can hold everything. Well, you think you can hold everything? So Shem says, okay, here, try it. And then they broke. Moshe Rabbeinu is the on of Mikol Adam. He didn't choose this. He tried to get out of being the leader of the Jewish people. He was so much an on of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, they yelled at him to make him the leader. But he was the on of, so he was able to handle whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him because he said, it's not me anyway. Right? But when the Klal Yisrael lost Moshe Rabbeinu for those 40 days, and they thought, Ana Emloch, we can create something, a vessel to hold all the light, they created an eagle's love. That was a Shir Sakelim. Moshe Rabbeinu came down and broke the luchos, Shir Sakelim. Broke the eagle, made them drink it, Shir Sakelim. What came out of that Shvira? See, every Churban, like we said, the Churban of the original Shir Sakelim, the Churban by Yis Rishon, always has to have afterwards a tikkun, a restructure. What came out of the Pagam, the Kilkul, the destruction, the Churban that the eagle created? The Mishkan, as we discussed. So what was the Mishkan? The Mishkan was a place to have a proper relationship. Mishkan Makabo, the Kaddish Baruch. Right, that's what the Mishkan was. That the Shekhinah could be shori amongst Klaizel in a proper, healthy way. Not with an egel. Parenthetically, egel is Gematria 103, which is one more than Amunah. Mm-hmm. Right? A little bit of Shir Sakelim there. They thought they were one level above Amunah. I think, one second. Yeah. Avimelech is Gematria 103. I remember this from Likud Imran one time this came down. Avimelech, the Baal Gaiva, Avimelech, I could be Melech, who thought he was one more than Amunah, so he ended up getting, beat up by Kadosh Baruch Hu, And Hakadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, humble yourself in front of Avraham Avinu and he'll daven for you. You think you could daven? You think you could take on all the shefa yourself? You can't do it. So he's also Gemara 103, which is one more. I think Avimelech. It's one more than Amunah. Did I do it right? I think so. One more than Amunah is also a pagan, like the eagle. So comes the Tikkun, the Mishkan, and in that place, the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to build a proper relationship between him and Am Yisrael. He has to create a place for Klal Yisrael to experience Elokus. Right? To receive, but in every relationship, it's not just about receiving, also about giving. And in a proper relationship, givers need to give. They need to. So what's the most balanced of the avodas? What's the ikar avoda of the Mishkan, like we said at the beginning? The karbonos. What happened? How do you bring a karbon? Well, you shechten, you sprinkle, you do the avoda. And then there's this fire in the Mizbeach that consumes the carbon. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to send my fire. It's going to come down from me. But Klal Yisrael, guess what? You also need to bring your fire. Because there's mad and there's man. There's mayin duchrin, that's the fire coming down from Shemayim. And then there's man, which is our creation of the fire. We need to have a portion in that. We need to have the relationship. Right? Ish v'isha. Ish v'isha is two ish. Ish is Hashem's ish. Ish yud. Hashem. And then isha is ish hey. Hey is the last hand you give up. Is malchus. Shechina. That's our avoda. So did HaKadosh Baruch Hu need the fire? No, he didn't need the fire. His fire was going to consume the karbonos. But he wanted there to be hishtadlus in the world. He wants, because we need that as a relationship. That's the whole tachas of creation. The whole tachas of creation is that there's something, should be something outside of him in a certain way. That means hishtadlus, human effort, human exertion. That's us bringing the fire. It doesn't matter. So if our fire is not what's going to do it, our hishtadlus never does the thing. Who affects anything? Chavos Vavos 101, Shabbat Tachan. Only Kodesh Baruch Hu can make an effect. But we still have to do our part. Because that's Bechira, that's Hishtadlus, that's what Hashem wants. You do that, and then you let Hashem do the rest. So that's why, right, one of the questions was, why are we bringing a fire? We didn't do anything anyway. And that's why I think, again, maybe a Chiddush, but I think it's Emes Amito. So the Chinuch asks, you needed the fire anyway for the carbon. So why is there an extra mitzvah? Right? We said, you have to shake the lulav. There's no mitzvah to go buy the lulav. You have to buy the lulav because you need to do the mitzvah. So to do the mitzvah, you need to buy the lulav. It's not a mitzvah to buy it, right? So why is there a mitzvah to bring the fire? When you need the ikkers for the carbon to go up. What's the answer? Because the shtablis is a mitzvah. All the shtablis can be a mitzvah. Mamish a mitzvah. Yes, it's true. Kodesh Baruch gave us 613 specific kalim that for us to connect to, and they're the holiest, 100%. But he gave us his shtadlis to create our own mitzvahs. When you work, when you live in this world, l'shem shemayim, and that's why every single morning you should wake up, like Rabbi Nachman and says, it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, whatever I do today, I give it over to you. Sichas Ram Beis. Every movement I make, I'm giving to you. With that simple statement, Rabbi Nachman made every single movement. His hands, his legs moving. Are you a shtadlus? Yes? It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's even higher than a mitzvah d'oraisa. Because not mitzvah d'oraisa means it's a mitzvah from the Torah. This is even higher. This is a mitzvah kutcha bricha. Right? It's an amazing thing. You see from this that bringing the fire, the shtadlus, is a mitzvah to itself. Think. So we could say another Chiddush then. First thing, Chiddushim. Classically, Eish Tamid Tukanos Beich L'Sichva is there are two mitzvahs for Klal Yisrael. Eish Tamid, bring the fire, and L'Sichva, don't let it be extinguished. We asked, it's redundant. Why do you need both? First of all, the emes is, if that's the way it is, and there are two mitzvahs on Klal Yisrael, Sefer Chinuch says, we're not arguing. However, maybe you could say, based on what we're saying, that Eish Tamid two kar al mizbeach, that's a Kaddish Baruch Hu's fire. That's the fire. Eish tamid. Kaddish Baruch Hu's bringing him an eish tamid. We can't do anything tamid. Only Kaddish Baruch Hu can make something tamid. Lo sichba, that's our voda. Don't let it get extinguished. Whatever Kaddish Baruch Hu puts there, you try to keep it going. And this is what brings an achas ruach to Kaddish Baruch Hu. And that's why if you do the gematria, lo sichba is gematria nachas. Which is the first term of the Kutim Aran. I'm not getting to that now. Nachas is, whatever, not for now. And if you do the gematria tamid, it's 454 plus the four letters of Taf Mem Yodalid, it's also 458, which is gematria nachas. Because when the ish, the fire comes from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, that's what brings that relationship, so it brings an achas ruach to Kaddish Baruch Hu. So maybe with that, we could say, you fuel the fire. You're the Eish. The Iker is you, Kaddish Baruch Hu. You fuel the fire. The Eish comes down from Shemayim, Mad. Right? What do we do? What's our avoda? Our avoda is Mad. Halas Mad. To raise ourselves up to Kaddish Baruch Hu. Classically, Torah, Mitzvah, Tefillah. But even every Heshtadah that we're trying to connect to Kaddish Baruch Hu, we're dancing to get higher. Is that not Halas Mad? Because every act that we do with tshuka, with ratzon, that's the greatest hisoyrus to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. We're dancing to get higher. Halazman, even our dancing, hishtadlis, to connect. Pasha dancing. Rabbi Nachman says dancing and clapping is misakin, is mamtik dinim all over the place. Dancing's not a mitzvah anywhere. Where's dancing a mitzvah? You'll say, Kohalas, ace for code, right? Ace for code. There's a time to dance. Yes? So we're dancing to get har halosman from dancing. We're singing to inspire. I mean, in our understanding, we Jews, we're dancing to get higher, we're also singing to inspire Kaddish Baruch Hu. To be ma'orah, that's what it means. We're trying to bring his orus to a Kaddish Baruch Hu from our singing. Singing what? Shvach, hodaz, mirus, tishbachus. And then what is it? Even though it's dark, together we'll make it brighter. Even though there's a chur, but even though there's a tzimtzum, even though this world is a he'elam, is a darkness, but together, man and man, kuchabrichu shchinte, if we work together with that relationship, then it's mamsh bright. Lo sichbe, he says. Lo sichbe, lo sichbe. He first starts with lo sichbe, because that's our avoda. Eish tamid tukon al mizbeach, lo sichbe. Kaddish Baruch Hu sends down the fire, we have to keep it going. We have to do our shtadlis. Our shtadlis always has to be to connect to Kaddish Baruch Hu higher ways. Dancing, singing, Torah, mitzvahs, the Shem Shemaim, with Kavana, with Simcha, with Nachas. And if we could do that with all of Klal Yisrael together, like he said, the dancers that he was talking about, and him, them being singers, but that's also a Yichud. That's also Mashpia Makabel. We can be Mashpia on other Yidden to raise them up. They inspire us, we inspire them. Together we inspire Kaddish Baruch Hu together. Shabbos Shalom.
You're the fuel to my fire, and we're dancing to get higher, and we're singing to inspire. I know it's dark, together we can make it brighter. You're the fuel to my fire, and we're dancing to get higher, and we're singing to inspire. I know it's dark, together we can make it brighter. I'm not. You're the fuel to my fire, and we're dancing to get higher, and we're singing to inspire. I know it's dark, together we can make it brighter.
But it could also be referring to the mitzvahs. Bring it down. It could also be referring to mitzvahs. He makes yichudim specific. I don't know. Okay.